Feel like the everyday chaos is getting to be too much? Head on over to winninggym.com/BAP and we can help you there. Join our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program for quick wins for your gym. Check it out. You deserve it. Now back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
Every time. I don't know what if it's just hearing my name.
Check out this big bullet I got.
This is quite a bullet.
My buddy Jesse just brought this over. It's like one of those bottle breachers, A10 Warthog.
Hell yeah.
Ammo. Look at the size of this thing.
Could you imagine hundreds of those a second or a minute?
I know. It's like, anyways, impressive.
Very fun.
I figured I'd show everybody. Anyways.
Till we started our day.
Yeah, looking at giant ammunition.
Giant ammunition.
All right. Great episode for y'all today. This topic is probably near and dear to everybody's listening's heart. You're trying to get out of the day-to-day operations and you just find yourself being pulled back in, making decisions for the staff. You just wish people would make decisions without you being involved. And so, you know, this is a topic that, you know, naturally I fixed early on without even thinking about it. But this is a problem that plagues gym owners worldwide. Yeah. They're just shackled to the day-to-day operations of their business. And one of the biggest things that people come to us for coaching is, hey, how do I remove myself? How do I get my team on board? How do I allow myself time and be able to do other things with my time, right?
Mm-hmm. Or even working on the business, you know what I mean? Like making decisions that are future focused as opposed to the day-to-day.
Yeah, day-to-day, putting fires out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear about it. So the easiest way to really discuss this is we talk about delegation as one hand, like, hey, if I can just delegate these tasks to my staff, then everything will be great. Yes and no. Of course, they need to be trained in those tasks and everything else, but the missing piece of this recipe is the authority to make decisions.
Yeah, big time.
And you could probably go back to episode 17 where I was talking about, I allow my team, you, Zach, whoever, to make decisions on our behalf.
Yeah.
As long as they make it at 100 miles an hour.
That's the biggest thing for you, especially. Yeah.
Speed.
We move fast.
Yeah. Right. We got to go fast. We got to make the decision. Don't think too hard about it. And if we make the wrong decision and we figure it out on the way, let's recorrect, because there's nothing worse than one waiting on the owner to make the decision and everything else stops.
Yeah.
And there's been wrong mistakes a bunch of times, but I don't crush the team for making a bad decision. I really am more impressed by them making the decision.
Yeah.
Without me being involved.
Yep.
So what are the, you know, I don't reprimand for making a bad decision. It's a coaching opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. But what it really does is it frees up me to be focusing forward while the things behind us are getting done. They don't need to come to me. And so when you're creating your, I guess, systems within your facility, do not make the decision-making flow through you.
Yeah, think about that, right? We talk about the SOPs, building your SOPs for your gym.
Right.
Could you imagine if the last item on every damn thing that had happened was check with the owner? Like, check with the owner. Yes, no, move forward. Like,
yeah.
That is it's a linchpin in the progress and the movement of everything that happens in the day-to-day. And there's one thing that's always resonated with me, always from when we first started working together. And I know it's like a belief of yours that you've instilled. And that's probably why we've operated this way ever since. But it was, you know, when somebody has the capability of doing a task about 80% as effective as you, assign that task to them, give them the authority to make the decision, and then allow, and then use the rest of that opportunity to coach them up in that seat. And yep. I think that's where there's a big gap too, is, like you said, you give the decision making or you give the responsibility to them, but you hold back that authority. Like, hey, yeah, go. I want you to go do it, but but check with me before you make the call. And you're not truly giving that task to somebody else. It's staying on your plate. They're just doing the minutia in between, you know?
Yeah. And that's the kicker, right? Mm-hmm. That everybody's giving 90% of it delegated, except for that 10% authority and the final say.
And that could take days, right? I mean, that could be, you know, we were just talking before this, like, you know, it could be Jan San stuff, right? Like toilet paper for the gym or cleaning supply, whatever it may be. Like there's simple things like that, that there's no reason a gym owner needs to be involved in that task.
Nope.
Right. But we hear it every day. I'm in my business putting out fires. I had to run over here and do this. I had to do that for.
I had to run to Costco and get the toilet paper and waters and all these things.
And you're the highest valued position in the entire organization. Your time needs to be spent on the tasks and it could be ideas and decision making, you know, the real decision making of the direction of the business, not simple, rudimentary, everyday stuff like that. And they just get pulled back all the time.
Yeah. Get pulled back and then you get frustrated. Like, why am I the one doing, you know? So it's your own fault, owners. You do it halfway where you say, hey, this is your job, but then run that by me. Like you gotta trust. There's gotta be some trust there. And let them show you after they've made the decision.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey.
Let the little baby bird fly.
Well, a lot of the stalls happening with your team are probably based around spending money, which is fair enough, right? Hey, I don't want to spend this business's money without getting the okay. But if you put bumpers, you know, or guide rails around the decisions, hey, you guys can make decisions up to $1,000. I don't care. Just do it. It's as long as in the best interest of the business, like, cool. Let me know after whatever, but let's keep moving. Like, hey, somebody's got to fix this treadmill. This cable snapped or we really need some new slam balls because these ones are breaking, sand's flying out. Dude, just go get them. Like, we don't need that. Yeah. That doesn't need to go through the owner. Yep. Just needs to get done.
Yep.
I don't, you know, maybe that's the easiest solution to fixing this problem for gyms is just like, hey, put some guardrails around up to $1,000 and, you know, let me know after. You know,
well, and I think some of it might go back to the fact that there's a lot of gym owners and business owners in general that feel like nobody can do it as well as I can. Mm-hmm. And that belief, I think, spills over into some of this stuff is you now created, and it's probably a fact to some degree in a lot of the aspects of business,
probably
right?
It really is, yeah.
But if you're a successful, competent business owner that's looking to win, one, you're hiring people that are smarter than you in those realms, right? Like,
oh yeah,
these trainers know exponentially more than probably you when it comes to the tactician side of the body.
Oh, no doubt about it. Real quick, I'll add to that. Like anybody that's like, I guess, hesitant about getting off of the training because the trainer is where you came from. Think about the owner of a hospital.
Yeah.
They're not a doctor, most likely.
Probably not.
You don't need to be this extra 5 certifications in order for you to have credibility in your facility. Just carry on.
And I think that's important to say, I think, because you find yourselves, as most gym owners have usually, I mean, from the majority that we've worked with have come from a training role. So they have the belief, they have the knowledge, they have that stuff. But if you're not teaching your team your methodologies, your system, and you're just bringing people in, then expecting them to do it your way, then they're never going to be the same as you or as good as you. Mm-mm. Of course, right? So you've set them up from failure from that regard. But the other end of the spectrum is, let's say that they are. You have to break that mentality. If you want to go and do other things, you need to delegate and put somebody in that seat and allow them the full both responsibility and the authority to make those decisions on your behalf. Otherwise, you're always going to be tied to that. And I think it's an overall arching kind of belief and fear that comes with it. And it's, but at the other end of it, it's complete clarity. It's complete time. You know, you're buying that time back.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
And there's nothing better than feeling like, hey, man, this train team, like back in the day, I would, people wanted to train with the owner. I don't know why. They just felt it was like the thing to do. I go, listen, these guys are smarter than me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to train with me. It's actually a pretty cool feeling to say, hey, my team, they know way more than me on the training floor. Like you're better off in their hands than mine.
And you hit it too, like the hospital, other businesses. Like if we look to, you know, service-based businesses, we talk about like the Starbucks efficiency type of thing, right? Yeah. If you want your business to run like that, when you go to get your coffee done, the owner is not even in the building. He probably doesn't even live in the damn state.
And you know what I mean? You wouldn't expect him to be. Why is it the opposite for you know, even restaurants?
Sure.
Right? Even though my buddy owns that restaurant, you know, our friend, he enjoys it. He needs to hire a CEO. He does.
Yeah.
He loves cooking.
Yeah.
It makes his day. Like,
but let's compare that to D-Man, our other, you know, restaurant owner.
Dennis
up in Pinetop, north,
yeah,
right?
Pinetop.
So you've got two guys own restaurants.
Similar in ages.
Very much so. Probably similar in capabilities. I mean, I know Dennis has done that job and has been there, and, you know, he's pulled every task within that business. But every time we see him, he's sitting down with us and having a drink. He's, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies. He's owning his business. He chooses to be in there. He's not forced to be part of the day-to-day operations. And most of that is literally just a choice.
It's a decision.
It's a choice. You have to, you have to make that decision, stick to it. And like you said, you know, if they go and they fail, what is a coaching opportunity? But either it's 100% of that responsibility is yours, or you can help them earn that 20%, you know, gap.
Yeah.
And hell, man. I mean, if you want to grow bigger, faster, wider,
that's the only way.
It's the only way. Yeah,
I'm thinking about our team, like Nick over here. He's I don't need to learn what the hell that aperture on that camera is. I don't even know what that means, right?
I don't want to know what that
means. What it means. Allow the guys and girls that are the best at that job do the job all the way through.
Yeah.
You better believe Nick's making decisions without me looking over his shoulder. He's bringing us a product, and then we tweak it on the fly. Hey, can you, cool, sure. And I'll just make a change. If you're constantly micromanaging your team, if you're not allowing them the authority, giving them the authority to make the decisions for the best interest of the business, if everything needs to go through you as a final decision maker, you will never get out of your operations, period. And that is the biggest struggle that gym owners have, is I'm chained to my business. If I'm not there, it doesn't operate. Well, it's on you, owner. It's on you to make the decisions and allow your team to make the decisions so you can free yourself, period. That's it. Somebody's got to do the job.
We've all heard you don't have a business. You are the business. And that's the choice that you're making right there.
It's just a job.
Yeah.
And it's an easy fix, guys.
Yeah.
It comes down to hiring the right people, but having the job descriptions, keeping your coaches or your staff trained up, and then giving them the reins. That's the last part.
The task, but not leaving it there either, too, because, I mean, I was talking to a gym owner last week, 71 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, still runs every component of his business. He literally told me, he goes, you know, there's nobody that can do it like this. People come to train with me because of my resume and all this. I'll go, with that belief, you're always going to be the guy. You don't have a business to sell. You have a client book, you know, a list of clients. Somebody might be able to get 20% of them, you know, if you were to try and sell that. That's not going to pay your retirement,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then the other end of the spectrum, I talked to another gym owner the week before. Beautiful operation, doing over 45,000 a month. He knows now, he's smart enough and figuring it out. He goes, you know, now I'm at the position where my job and what I have to work on is leadership. Oh, yeah. I have to go develop myself as a better leader. How do I communicate more effectively? How do I manage a team, you know, more effectively? That's what the job becomes once you are able to start to delegate. And
that's what we teach in our Iron Circle, mm-hmm. man. That's right out of the Iron Circle playbook is leadership. So it's like,
to the point we brought in the director circle.
Brought the director circle in. We brought Tim Arnold out. Yep. We did DISC assessments with Mandy, and we taught that in, what was that, Palm Springs?
Palm Springs, yep.
Was that Palm Springs?
Yeah. We had both Tom and the other gentleman were both out there that weekend.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah, we had two.
Yeah. Great. That's the stuff we teach on mm-hmm. because at the level of those guys and girls, it's like, hey, you're already out of the operations. How can you do it better? So.
And I think that, like, I mean, even speaking to what gym owners are seeking at this point, they're constantly like, if I hear one more gym owner talk about how to run a Facebook ad, like that should not be something that you're at this point of business going to learn for you in your business. You can delegate that. You should have somebody on the team that you could coach up and, you know, put in that position if you need or want. There's agencies to go handle that stuff, but it's like they're focused on the wrong things. Like it's the incremental changes as opposed to like, let's be global at this. Like
if you're a gym owner that has three to or plus gyms, five locations, eight locations, I think it's in your best interest to bring an in-house media buyer onto your team.
Absolutely.
Because typically you're paying per location per month to an agency, even though you may get, you know, economies of scale on some of this, your greatest economy of scale is bringing a person in and coaching them up on all things media buying, mm-hmm. copywriting, et cetera. You could have that in-house. Oh, that's what I would do.
Sure.
If I had 3, 7, 8, 9 locations, that's the best use of a staff person.
But you should seek out that person who brings that solution to the table, not just, hey, I have this need. Let me go hire somebody. And then me as the owner trying to go figure out all of those things to go coach and train person on, right?
Like, they got to have become some skill set.
They should be coming with the skill sets that you need
for sure
for that position. And it's tough, but the control, I think, is a big component.
Control. I don't think somebody can do as good as me is always coming through there, or I don't want them spending my money. Like all that stuff is going through your head, gym owner. But I think it's probably, if I was going to say the number one thing, it's quality control, that you don't trust your team to do a quality job. And if that's the case, it's right back to the owner's problem.
I think some of the unknown, or like the one that we kind of overlook or don't think about, is when that time is delegated to somebody else and you get that time back, what do I do with it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do because my team's doing it now. So, all right, well, then you look at the business as a whole. What does that business's needs? What direction do you want to take the business? Maybe you need to develop yourself as a better leader and so you can raise the level, you know, within each of those individuals within your organization. But that's, you know, we always talk about as the owner of the business, you know, your time should be compared to like an attorney or a doctor, right? You should be making the highest level of income of anybody in that organization because the value that you bring to the table of the organization. If we brought it down to just decision-making and we said, all right, what is the value around this decision, meaning the money that's being spent type of thing, or the money that it's going to earn from a decision-making standpoint, mm-hmm. your decisions should be massively impactful. The decisions that are still on your plate should be global, big decisions for the business. The little stuff in between, that's the stuff that we got to get off the plate and delegate.
Right.
Because the time, even the energy and the effort that you're putting into that's falling onto your plate to make that decision, it needs to be spent somewhere else, more impactful, bigger global changes.
Yep.
But you can't do that when you're putting out fires every day.
All right, gym owners, it's balls in your court. We just inflated the ball, toss it over to you. What are you going to do? You going to pass it, or are you going to dribble it around for a little bit longer? All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you get you out of the day-to-day operations. If you need help, you know where to find us. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.